Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 25th, 2023. Maximum use of a question. Question: in the lesson, we can dissolve in the field of love and light and not ask about anything at all. On the other hand, a question gives a connection with the teacher and raises the ten, and this is also important. How can we make the right analysis and reach a balance so that both states feel in contact with the Creator? Answer: it is necessary to make the right decision, how much, when, and what you can ask so that there is maximum benefit for you and the rest of the lesson participants. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 24, 2023. To criticize oneself. Order a movie with a happy ending. It seems to us that we, today's humanity, are in some way the heirs of two civilizations, Rome and ancient Greece. The government structure and the structure of the judicial and banking systems come from Rome. Philosophy comes from Greece and in a later period partly from Byzantium. But in principle, all this concerns the corporeal development of humanity. However, the internal altruistic spiritual development of the world came from the Israelites, a group of people who fell from the spiritual level to the corporeal one. All world religions originate from them, and today they have given the nations of the world a certain preparation for the perception of spiritual ideas. Thus, humanity was prepared for the fact that the story of mutual infiltration and communication would move to a new level. According to Kabbalah, this is bound to happen either by awareness or by being pushed to happiness by a stick. Question: do corporeal and spiritual development, in fact, occur simultaneously? Answer: in spirituality, the beginning, the end, and all the stages of development exist from the very beginning. On the corporeal level, however, there is none of this; it all unfolds only in us. We can go through these stages either with a good feeling or with an evil feeling. We choose between good and evil. Every time you have to be in a certain state. If you want to understand and feel what is good for you, you need to transform yourself so that the next state prepared for you is desirable. If you are ready for this, you will perceive your whole path well. If you are not ready, you will perceive it as bad. But that does not change the path. There is a mechanism inside you that shows you a movie that you have to go through. You just order your attitude to this movie with your constant frame-by-frame development. In other words, in spirituality, all this already exists in one single picture. And you gradually reveal this picture for yourself as you develop, either you are under the influence of suffering or under the influence of awareness. It is as if you begin to see clearly and you receive a new vision, a new opportunity to feel, to see, to realize, to understand, and to absorb. In this way, a new world opens up to you. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. History according to Kabbalah, September 29, 2011. Rise above the desire. Everyone who is higher than his friend, his egoism is greater. The more you grow, the stronger the ego develops, only it becomes different, it soaks up and absorbs everyone. And then you grow by fulfilling the desires of others and trying to reveal the general system of connection, in this way it becomes yours. Your starting, root point, the basis of life, the soul, is the starting point from which you constantly act. That is why our methodology is called Kabbalah, receiving, in the end you receive. This methodology explains how you can truly absorb the entire universe in all its depth. Everything that Hollywood invents, everything that a person can possibly think of, all of this multiplied by billions of times more you can absorb into yourself and expand to a state where you no longer feel the limitations of earthly existence in any parameters, along any axis of time, or volume, or even the axis of sensations. Worse and better, all these parameters change and become relative. You are qualitatively changing so much that the transformation of inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels and their various modifications cannot even be compared to what you go through. It all starts with the realization that it is your desire that becomes something that exists separately from you, and it is in it that you begin to work. You set it in motion as some kind of mechanism, change its parameters, process it, and feel it. You are above the desire. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Master of Disguise, September 29, 2011. The thin stream in the history of humanity. Question: we are familiar with the history of humanity based on the external picture of its development. But what has happened with spirituality over the past 2,000 years if there is neither time nor space there? Answer: shattering and mixing between those who came out of Babylon, developing, they were inhabiting the globe and then mixing with each other since the Middle Ages, the discovery of new lands, and so on. At the same time, within them, there was a group of 10 tribes, which were physically completely dissolved into them. To this day, we do not know where they are or what happened to them. The group that today is called Israel, the Jews, did not dissolve physically, but dissolved spiritually. They descended from their spiritual level of loving your neighbor as yourself, all Israel are brothers to each other, etc. Before the ruin of the first temple, they were in complete union with each other. But 2,000 years ago, at the point called the ruining of the temple, they fell from a state of mutual love to mutual hatred and passed 2,000 years of history as a thin stream through all of humanity, sprinkling it with their various talents and discoveries, as if in connection with each other. In fact, all this was intended only to create within humanity the rudiments, a predisposition, for today's unification. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The History of Kabbalah, September 29, 2011.